Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The city of Baltimore has no shortage of history, but few places within its borders carry the eerie weight of Westminster Hall and burying ground. A cemetery established in 1786, its hallowed grounds have witnessed centuries of change, mystery, and if the stories are to be believed, things that defy explanation. It's a place where the dead rest uneasily, where whispers travel through the darkened catacombs beneath a Gothic revival church, and where one of America's most legendary literary figures, Edgar Allan Poe, remains at the heart of the story. His death was strange, his burial even stranger, and the legends that surround him have only grown with time. For decades, reports have emerged, unsettling shadows in the crypts, footsteps in empty corridors, and voices that seem to echo from the past. Ghost hunters, historians, and skeptics alike have tried to uncover the truth. Is Westminster Hall merely a historic relic with an overactive imagination surrounding it? Or is something, someone, still lingering here, unwilling to move on? Tonight we step into the past, into the shadows, and into the unknown. Because when you walk the grounds of Westminster Hall, history isn't just remembered, it whispers back. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Westminster Hall and burying ground was never meant to be a place of mystery. Like many cemeteries of its time, it was built out of necessity, a final resting place for Baltimore's growing population in the late 18th century. But what makes this place different isn't just the people buried here. It's the way the dead have seemingly refused to be forgotten. Established in 1786 by the First Presbyterian Church of Baltimore, Westminster Burying Ground quickly became the resting place for some of the city's most prominent citizens. Wealthy merchants, military officers, and politicians were buried beneath its soil, their graves marked by elaborate headstones and family vaults. But over time, something changed. By the early 19th century, the cemetery had become overcrowded, and concerns grew about maintaining the grounds. Then came the most unusual solution, one that would forever shape the legend of this place. In 1852, the Westminster Presbyterian Church constructed a new building directly over the burial ground. But instead of relocating the graves, they built the church on elevated brick piers, leaving the tombs intact beneath the structure. This decision created an eerie network of dark, narrow passages, catacombs that would soon become synonymous with ghost stories. No name is more closely tied to Westminster Hall than that of Edgar Allan Poe. The master of macabre fiction met his own mysterious fate in Baltimore in 1849 when he was found delirious and barely conscious in the streets, wearing clothes that weren't his own. He was taken to Washington College Hospital, where he died a few days later under unexplained circumstances. There were no official records stating the cause of his death. No one could explain how he ended up in such a state, and his final words, reportedly calling out the name Reynolds, only deepened the mystery. Poe was buried in an unmarked grave in the corner of the cemetery, largely unnoticed at the time. It wasn't until years later, in 1875, that his remains were moved to a more prominent location, with a grand monument erected in his honor. But his spirit, some say, never truly found peace. When Westminster Hall was built, it was meant to preserve the historic cemetery. Instead, it may have given the legends new life. Almost immediately, eerie tales emerged. Grave diggers and caretakers reported feeling watched as they worked in the catacombs. Shadows moved along the walls when no one was there. At night, strange whispers echoed through the hallways, voices that seemed to come from the graves themselves. Over the years, visitors spoke of cold spots, unexplained noises, and even ghostly apparitions. Some claimed to see a shadowy figure wandering near Poe's grave. Others heard the sound of heavy boots pacing through the underground tunnels. But perhaps the strangest occurrence of all began decades later, an annual tradition that would only deepen the mystery surrounding Poe's final resting place. Beginning in the 1940s, an unknown individual visited Poe's grave every January 19th, his birthday. Dressed in black with a wide-brimmed hat and a scarf covering his face, the figure would enter the cemetery in the early hours of the morning. He carried a bottle of cognac and three red roses, leaving them on Poe's tombstone before disappearing into the night. No one knew his identity. Some believed he was a devoted fan carrying out a private tribute. Others whispered that the toaster wasn't a man at all, that it was Poe's ghost returning to mark the anniversary of his death. Year after year, the tradition continued. Then in 2010, the Poe toaster vanished as mysteriously as he had arrived. No more midnight visits, no more roses, no more cognac. The legend had seemingly come to an end. By the late 19th century, Westminster Hall's ghost stories were already becoming well-known in Baltimore. The catacombs beneath the church, with their dim lighting and ancient tombs, created the perfect setting for eerie encounters. Some of the first documented ghost sightings came from church members and visitors who described hearing disembodied voices late at night. Objects moved on their own, candles flickered when there was no wind. The feeling of being watched, an overwhelming presence lurking in the shadows, became a common report. Skeptics pointed to logical explanations, the way sound carried through the underground chambers, drafts moving through the old stone walls. But believers were convinced something, someone, was still lingering in the crypts. Despite the ghostly reputation of Westminster Hall, some researchers have attempted to explain the paranormal experiences with science. One theory suggests that the underground catacombs create unique acoustics, amplifying and distorting even the smallest sounds. Environmental factors, such as high humidity, low lighting, and the way old structures settle over time, could create an illusion of movement and sound. And then, of course, there's the power of suggestion. Westminster Hall isn't just a historic site, it's a place known for its hauntings. When people step into the catacombs, they expect to feel something eerie. Their minds may create the very sensations they fear. A flicker in the dark becomes a phantom. A whisper of wind becomes a voice from beyond. But if that's true, if it's all in our heads, how do we explain the things that have been captured on camera? The things that investigators have seen with their own eyes? Westminster Hall has been the site of multiple paranormal investigations, each one revealing more questions than answers. And as we move forward, we'll explore the chilling encounters that have left even the skeptics wondering. Could there really be something lingering beneath the church? If the legends surrounding Westminster Hall and burying ground were nothing more than folklore, they should have faded long ago. Yet decade after decade, new accounts emerge, stories of visitors and investigators witnessing the unexplainable. One of the most chilling encounters came from a paranormal research group investigating the catacombs in the early 2000s. Equipped with thermal cameras and EVP, electronic voice phenomena, recorders, they hoped to capture evidence of the cemetery's ghostly reputation. What they found was far beyond their expectations. As they descended into the darkened passages beneath the church, their equipment began malfunctioning, cameras shutting off, batteries draining within minutes. Then came the voices. Disembodied whispers crackled through the EVP recorder, forming words that chilled them to the bone. Leave. Now. At the same time, one investigator reported feeling an unseen hand grip his shoulder. Tight, insistent. He spun around expecting to find another member of the team, but no one was there. Shaken, they continued their session, only to hear heavy footsteps echoing through the tunnel ahead. The sound grew louder, closer, until silence. When they reviewed their recordings later, they heard something else layered beneath the whispers, the faint but unmistakable sound of laughter. Of all the recurring sightings at Westminster Hall, one in particular has gained attention. The appearance of a shadowy figure near Edgar Allan Poe's grave. Tour guides and visitors alike have reported glimpsing a dark silhouette standing motionless beside the poet's tombstone. At first glance, it seems like an ordinary visitor paying their respects. But within seconds, the figure vanishes into thin air. Some believe this is the spirit of Poe himself, unable to rest due to the mystery surrounding his death. Others speculate that the ghostly presence belongs to the elusive Poe Toaster, forever carrying out his ritual in the afterlife. And then there are those who suggest an even darker possibility, that this entity is something else entirely, something drawn to the cemetery by the long history of death and sorrow. Beyond singular sightings and eerie encounters, Westminster Hall is home to a number of recurring paranormal events, among them the crying woman. Several visitors have reported hearing the sound of a woman sobbing near the old gravesites. The cries are soft at first, but intensify, growing more desperate, only to stop suddenly when approached. No source has ever been found. The phantom footsteps, guides leading nighttime tours, often recount hearing footsteps following them, only to turn around and find no one there. The sound of heavy boots pacing the length of the catacombs remains one of the most frequently reported occurrences. The moving objects. On more than one occasion, staff members have arrived in the morning to find chairs or small objects inside the hall rearranged overnight, despite the building being locked and empty. And then there's the entity known simply as the Watcher. Among those who have spent time in the catacombs, a growing number claim to have felt an intense, almost oppressive presence, something unseen yet distinctly aware of them. Unlike the fleeting sightings of Poe's ghost or the sounds of unexplained footsteps, this presence doesn't appear or speak. It simply watches. One former caretaker described the sensation in chilling detail. It's like standing in a room with someone who refuses to look away. You can't see them, but you feel it in your gut. The longer you stay, the stronger it gets, like something is pressing in around you. I never stayed down there alone after dark again. Psychologists argue that this is likely a case of heightened anxiety, a trick of the mind fueled by an unsettling environment, but those who've experienced it firsthand are less certain. They claim it's something more, something intelligent, something that wants to be noticed. Many paranormal investigators classify hauntings into two categories, residual and intelligent. Residual hauntings are like echoes of the past, energy imprinted on a place that replays like a recording. The sound of phantom footsteps, the laughter caught on EVP, even the Poe Toaster's mysterious presence could be examples of this phenomenon. But intelligent hauntings are different. These involve entities that seem to react to the living, responding to questions, interacting with their surroundings, even showing signs of awareness. The Watcher, the unseen hand on the investigator's shoulder, the voice commanding, "Leave now." These suggest something more. Something that isn't just replaying the past, but actively engaging with the present. Could Westminster Hall house both? Despite the overwhelming number of ghost stories tied to the cemetery, skeptics have offered alternative explanations. Some argue that the eerie sensations are caused by infrasound, low-frequency sound waves that can't be consciously heard, but have been known to cause feelings of dread, dizziness, and even hallucinations. The stone construction of the church and crypts could naturally amplify such frequencies. Others point to suggestibility, the idea that people expecting to encounter the supernatural may unknowingly convince themselves that they are experiencing it. Given Westminster Hall's haunted reputation, visitors may subconsciously interpret normal creaks, shadows, and drafts as paranormal activity. But here's the problem with these explanations. They can't account for everything. They can't explain the hand that grabbed the investigator's shoulder. They can't explain the shadow figure that vanishes in plain sight. And they certainly can't explain the EVP recordings, voices responding to questions when no one was there. Westminster Hall and Burying Ground is more than just a historic cemetery. It's a place where history and the supernatural collide, where every shadow holds a story and every whisper leaves a question unanswered. Skeptics dismiss the legends as folklore. Paranormal investigators see them as proof of something beyond our understanding. But whether you believe in ghosts or not, one thing is certain. Westminster Hall will continue to be a place of mystery for generations to come. Because even as time moves forward, the past never truly rests. Westminster Hall and Burying Ground is a place where history refuses to stay silent. Whether it's the whispers in the crypts, the fleeting shadow at Poe's grave, or the eerie presence watching from the darkness, something about this place lingers, something that doesn't quite let go. Now, if you ask a skeptic, they'll tell you it's all about suggestion. You walk into a 200-year-old burial ground built over catacombs with the knowledge that it's supposedly haunted. Of course, you're going to feel a little uneasy. Maybe the drafts in the tunnels explain the cold spots. Maybe the footsteps are just echoes carrying through the underground chambers. And maybe, just maybe, the mind fills in the gaps when fear takes over. But then you hear the stories, not just from ghost hunters with night vision cameras, but from caretakers, tour guides, and everyday visitors who weren't looking for a ghost until one found them. And let's not forget the Poe toaster, a figure who, for decades, slipped into the cemetery unseen, left a tribute to a long-dead writer, and vanished into the night. Was it an elaborate tradition passed down through generations? A devoted admirer preserving a ritual? Or was it something more? Something keeping a promise, even in death? In the end, Westminster Hall remains one of Baltimore's most fascinating and chilling mysteries. Maybe it's just a place where history speaks a little louder than most, or maybe, just maybe, the dead aren't as silent as we think. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.